It's the 3rd of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A 16-year-old boy who was the fatal victim of a knife crime in Luton last Friday has been named as Ashrif Habimana. Fiona Numusaki, the mother of the deceased, honoured her son's memory, saying he was a loving, caring, calm and extraordinary boy who was senselessly robbed of his life. The string of recent and increasing knife crime incidents has led Cy Filbert, the CEO of youth charity Wingman Mentors, to directly address the issue both in Luton and across Bedfordshire. He has started a GoFundMe page to purchase necessary equipment that can be used to stop bleeding in the event of a stabbing. He would like also to provide free training on how to use the kits in the event of an emergency. A link to his fundraising page can be found in today's show notes. Leighton Linslade Council is criticising Royal Mail's delayed and infrequent service following multiple complaints by area residents. In one instance, a pensioner received crucial medical documents late. Andrew Sellis, the MP for South West Bedfordshire, who brought the issue to Parliament, said the management of Royal Mail was an utter failure. 13 individuals are running to become Mid-Bedfordshire's new MP. Sid Caudle is the candidate for the Christian People's Alliance, founded in 1999. The party champions family values, the sacredness of existence, addressing the constituency's crime and reoffending concerns, as well as focusing on the issues of poverty. Christian principles are promoted within the region's political scene. The by-election date for former MP Nadine Dorris's seat is Thursday, the 19th of October. 12-year-old Ampthill resident Luke Saunders recently completed a 7-day, 96-mile trek to raise money for Chums, a charity that deals mostly with children's mental health issues. Luke's mother, Charlotte, said, "I am so unbelievably proud of this young man. Onwards to his next adventure." That's all for now. I'll be back later with your Bedford News.